Congresswoman Luna, FBI afraid informant in Biden investigation will be killed. By Paul Bois on June 6, 2023. Republican Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, FL, alleged Monday the FBI fears an informant accusing President Joe Biden of a criminal bribery scheme will be killed. In a social media post, Luna, who serves on the House Oversight Committee, said she learned of this alleged threat in a recent meeting. Just left meeting for House Oversight. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked. Based on the info he has brought forward about the Biden family, she tweeted. Luna later told Fox News that the FBI's concerns were alarming and scary. As Breitbart News reported, the informant alleging a $5 million bribery scheme involving the president is reportedly a highly credible FBI source with a history dating back to the Obama administration era. The FBI possesses a document from an interview the FBI conducted with the informant, which allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Joe Biden and a foreign national. After weeks of stonewalling a congressional subpoena, FBI Director Christopher Wray finally agreed to allow members of Congress to view the unclassified document next Monday. A House Oversight Committee spokesperson told CNN the committee still plans to move forward with holding the FBI in contempt of Congress. A source told Fox News the informant was a pre-existing FBI source with a long track record dating back at least several years to the Obama era before generating the file detailing allegations against then-Vice President Biden. In addition, the source claimed the informant was previously found to be highly credible and was consistently reviewed by the FBI. Representative James Comer, RKY, issued a subpoena in May to obtain the document from the FBI that had been legally disclosed to Senator Chuck Grassley's, RYA, office. The Bureau did not comply, charging it wanted to protect its sources and methods. Comer countered by threatening to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress if he did not hand over the documents to Congress. According to Fox News, Comer said Monday he will begin the process of holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress, despite viewing and being briefed by Bureau officials on the subpoenaed document that alleges Biden's involvement in the scheme. The FBI, however, called the move unwarranted and insisted the Bureau has continually demonstrated its commitment to accommodate the committee's request, including by producing the document in a reading room at the U.S. Capitol. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.